Okay, we're starting now. I just
I'm
started the
back.
recording.
I just think that's okay.
I know we've got problems. We've got to figure out our database. So, did you guys want to talk about
Yeah, I'm just going to send the link to everyone in the group.
the whatever the issues were, the security breaches and et cetera? And also, Craig, are we talking about the N10 during this one or not? What did we decide?
We can certainly mention it if we have time.
Okay.
It sounded like since that was several months into the future that if we didn't have time to get into it today, we could always bring it up next time or send an email out to the group.
Terrific. Will do.
So we've got a couple new people. Jim, where are you from?
So I'm from JVS Boston, obviously in the Boston area.
And how long have you been there?
Probably about a month and a couple of weeks. So new to the organization.
Are you new to the field of tech?
No, I've been in tech for over 30 years. I've worked in nonprofits and for profits before, so
Okay.
a little bit of both.
Terrific. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Elisa, do you want to say anything about you?
Sure. So I work for the network and I wear multiple hats. At the moment, I do their tech and their platform, help with webinars, and I'm the Wizard of Oz behind the scenes and the graphics and all of that. And I don't per se have a tech background, though I was a troubleshooter in for a school district for a while for their computers, and I also work for PC Magazine, so I have a little bit of knowledge is a bad thing. In this seat, it's helpful to hear all about how technology is working in other organizations. And I apologize for my dog if you hear my puppy.
It's all good. So just for J I'm from OMETS, which is a JFS, JVS, and Immigration Services Agency in Montreal. Craig is from Chicago, a big organization. Chris is in nice sunny Florida. And Tim is in the mountains.
No, not really, but we're on the plains before the mountains going
Okay.
west. So.
I think if we want to just we put together a quick agenda, and maybe we should start with the big element, which is the Washington DC breach and the issues that's what people know, what people are concerned about. So maybe we can just do a quick little round table on that if we just go around. I know that it's been a concern for everyone, these targeted phish attacks. I know that we constantly are doing training. I read an article a couple days ago that phish training only lasts about 2 months and then people forget all about it. So you have to be really on top of mind, on top of it with your staff. And many organizations are being hit by it. I think it's been a common thing where people are doing spear phishing right now on everybody. So I'd be interested to know what people are doing to prevent it and what's their procedures in-house and et cetera. So maybe we'll just open it up the table to that. Anyone have anything?
Well, I will share with you that we've been lucky enough that I don't know if anybody uses Blackbaud Financial Edge. Has everybody been going through that little nightmare?
Yeah.
They had a breach.
You mean about their breach?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was super fun. They
How
host
come
our
you're the only
data.
one that seems to think it was a nightmare? Why didn't Tim or Craig think it was so terrible? Okay.
We're not hosted, so we didn't have that same kind of exposure.
Oh,
We are in process of moving to that, so that makes me feel not so great.
I'm telling you. I mean, there wasn't really any data that was taken per se. I mean, supposedly we're safe, they paid the hacker. The reason they pay the hacker is because They feel confident through the third party intermediary that, you know, the data wasn't sold to the black market because he needs to keep a good reputation for hacking. Otherwise, people won't pay him. I mean, it was just so, yeah.
A pirate with morals.
I know. I mean, when I heard that, I'm just like, seriously, are you kidding me? So, yeah, I mean, it was all, Blackbaud handled everything. So there was, we just had a mild kind of, nobody knew what to do. You know what I mean? Because we'd never had to deal with it. So basically they stepped in and they took care of like 99% of the stuff. We just had to notify a few people, like literally a handful of people. So. And it wasn't bad at all. I mean, after that, it was just everybody trying to, I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want anything to do with it because nobody wants to have to deal with that mess. So, But it was super fun. And then they asked me if I wanted to move NetSmart to the cloud. And I was like, that's a big fat no.
We just finished that last week. So
did you?
Yeah.
They keep asking me if I want to do it. I'm like, I don't want to, I'm like, look at what we just went through and imagine what that would be. You know what I mean? If there was some type of a breach there. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, we had Maureen Gray from Chicago, Craig, talk about Avatar yesterday. Yep. Yeah. She was saying how, she thought it was really great and the IT people are so fabulous and you've done so many things. And I was thinking to myself, I know who did that.
Wow. I don't get that from her, but no. I only talk to her when things are not going well. So
okay.
Maybe I should just count the number of days that I have not heard from her and figure that on those days she's happy with her experience. Okay. I will say that we were in progress with rolling out multi-factor authentication when we heard about this breach, and we definitely stepped on the gas for that. I hesitate to say that our locally hosted environment now is better than a cloud hosted environment. I understand the loss of control, but I've often felt uneasy about knowing that our stuff is there in that room and that it's really nowhere else but that room. And, we have backups in place and like a truck going back and forth, taking data around and a warm site and a bunch of other measures in place. But it still feels like moving to the cloud is a step forward, even though it's a step backward in loss of control. However, there is the potential for breach. And when you have multiple providers, cloud hosting providers of your information, then you have multiple areas of risk. So, and I can't imagine the extent of the education to prevent the social engineering and the somebody just telling somebody else all of their stuff and the breach potential just with the human element. So, aside from just tightening up whatever we can, wherever we can, and really relying on multi-factor authentication and single sign-on just so that you can have that second element, I'm not sure that we'll ever be feeling 100% safe or that there are any other more foolproof solutions. So that's our uneasy feeling here in Chicago. What do the rest of you think?
Well, I'm a little bit curious if anybody has more information about one of my colleagues had let me know about the breach and sent me an article from the Washington Post. It really doesn't say what happened apart from whatever $7.5 million being stolen, but not how it happened. And I'm curious if anybody has more information, if it was a fish. I'd like to bring this to our executive committee to say, look, guys, this is serious stuff. And I want to do multi-factor, but I keep getting pushback about, oh, you know, people, it's so hard and we're introducing so many changes right now, not another change. And I want to point this out, but I don't really have the information about what happened.
From what I
only saw the post article too. Sorry, okay. Go ahead, Jonathan.
From what I was told through some channels, because it was a spearfish, and more than one person was spearfished and fell for it. So it hit two or three people and they hijacked their emails. That's what I was told. The IT director of our federation is one of the IT, is on the, I sent an email to the group of, about an hour ago about a whole cybersecurity symposium, et cetera. And that came from her. She was one of the chairs of their committee. And she told me unofficially, she believes it was a multi-level spearfish where they got in, took over their emails, took over everything, and were just moving things around and got into the network.
Okay.
So that's unofficially. I can't say right. Officially, but.
Well, that would seem to be the most likely anyway. So I appreciate just having some of that. And somebody said earlier, you know, phishing education, you know, after 2 months, people forget it. I run a campaign every single month with Know Before.
Yep.
And yet, 2 weeks ago, I noticed we were getting a lot of the same people report their emails that they think are phishing. And I was seeing a pattern from some other nonprofits and governments sending these emails. And I saw enough of them. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to send out an email to everybody just saying, hey, be on the lookout. I sent that out to our entire staff. 2 days later, I literally found out that one of our staff members, after my email went out, still did that. Darn it.
Now the question is, what's your failure rate?